This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my little gaggle of gigglers?
I thought we were going to do something with, like, from Boston, but then I was like...
That's, like, way too witty.
I don't know.
Speaking of Boston, we did get in a fight because I was talking about the Yankees. It got a little heated. People got mad, but then we brought them back.
Yeah, and we were like, hey, guys, remember, we don't give a fuck about baseball. So, like, we don't care. They were like, great, us either.
We had two of the most insane live shows at the Wilbur, and the Boston crowd is wild. We do this segment where we get a giggler's boyfriend on stage, and we ask him questions, and I'm not going to lie, we're pretty fucking mean. Like, sometimes I'm like,
No, literally, I thought that the one guy, what was his name, Zach, I literally at one point thought that he was going to storm off the stage and be like, fuck you, bitches. I was like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Keep going.
We're brutal. And the Boston crowd was literally like, stone him! And the energy was insane. Like, sometimes my eardrums were, like, hurting.
Sometimes I didn't know what you said, and I was sitting next to you, and everyone's laughing so hard, but, like, I didn't hear it because the crowd was so loud, and I was like, wait, what'd you say? Like, I want to laugh, too. Yeah.
And then you were drinking my drink.
Classic.
How drunk did you get second show?
I actually was fine.
Yeah, I was proud of you. I think you just blacked out the very first time because you were like...
Because I was so nervous.
Yeah, you were like, what am I doing? And then you're like, I'm not going to be present for this
I'm
moment.
Not going to be here. It was too much for me to be at that first Philly show. I was like, this is terrifying.
You were like, good night.
I'm going to exit.
Do you want to discuss the star of the show?
My dad.
Gary. Gary not only was like our bodyguard, but then he like disappeared for 3 hours and we're like, where's Gary? Gary was taking photos with the fans.
He was so confused at like the whole thing. Like, he couldn't understand that all of those people were there for us. And he couldn't understand that like we had all these inside jokes.
Yeah.
And like, he was just like, what is going on? Why would you want a picture with me? But he was like, okay. Like,
and it was cute because obviously he's a nice, traditional, big-hearted Italian man, and I was making like labia jokes and all this crazy shit. Who knows what I said on stage? And afterward, he was like, "I'm proud of you," and he gave me a hug. And I'm like, "He gets it. He's a giggler."
He was just like, "You guys are the fucking best." Okay, but we have to mention that before our first show, our my mom and dad and my aunt Pam and Hannah's mom went to dinner at this Italian restaurant called Monica's. So the girl that did our hair and makeup, her name is Haley Page. My parents were so starstruck with her because her husband owns like a lettuce business. And they like
the best romaine
lettuce
in the business. And your dad was like, I love romaine. Oh my God. Page, you know that she's related to the romaine guy. Oh, we got to get Caesar salads for her. I eat romaine.
He was like, I have salad. I know about your lettuce. Like, he lost his mind. He was so starstruck. So they went to dinner in Boston, and Haley's husband got them a reservation at this place, Monica's. And they said it was the best dinner they've ever had, that the restaurant was amazing, that there was, like, a woman in the basement making homemade pasta.
Which
we hopefully
love.
She was there not against her will.
Hopefully it was consensual. But then again, if I'm going to be kidnapped, I'd like to be making gnocchi. You know what I mean?
Me too. Yeah.
But then they text us at like 7 o'clock, and my mom's like, we feel so horrible. We're running 20 minutes late to the show we came all the way to see because they got distracted because they were eating Caesar salads and chicken parmesan. which is the most typical like, Italian.
I mean, they
I've
were freaking out. We let them freak out though, because we typically start the show like we wait for everyone to get in. Like we don't want to start right at 7.
Because the Gagos are rowdy. They get there, they need their drink, they need to talk shit. They
need to like this isn't a library. We want you guys to feel at ease. So like we started like 15-20 minutes late anyway, but we let them sweat.
Oh, yeah. I texted my mom and I said, so you don't love us. And they were like, no, the traffic's horrible. And I'm like, traffic, cool. I'm your daughter. I'm your shining light. I'm your reason for living.
I'm literally the reason you're here.
Yeah. We did have some celeb drop-ins. Sierra and Maya showed up second show, which was so much fun. They sat in the crowd because they did not want to go on stage, which is adorable. Like, what is that like to not want to be the center of attention all the time?
I was like, wait, let me do a full interview right now.
Girl Boss Town from TikTok.
Yes, was at our show.
Gave us a full analysis of our brand. She's like, I could tell you guys are putting zero effort into your video clips. And I don't know if that's on purpose or not. And I was like, look, here's the deal. We're kind of afraid of our Gen Z correspondent who makes those clips. And we're scared to do any change. But anyway, we are going to upgrade to a studio soon, whatevs.
I will shout out to our Gen Z correspondent, though, because when I send front page news and then she like gets the pictures that correspond, she's just too good.
I mean, she's incredible at her job. Her attitude, lacking. But everything else, truly over the top incredible. Everyone should have a Gen Z correspondent in their life for any reason.
Yeah, I think you should have someone that works with you that genuinely dislikes you. Because I feel like it really just only makes you better.
And obviously this is a joke that she dislikes us, but she hasn't said she doesn't dislike us.
She hasn't said, I like you guys, or I think you're funny.
Never came close to saying that. Never. But she's not working against her will, so.
No, I mean, I've never seen her laugh, but it's, you know, we try and make a good work environment.
Also, speaking of work environment, we did some work. This is a Skeek podcast. You guys knew we had to drop a Skeek collection.
Right.
We announced it a couple days ago, and it's popping off right now. Get it before it sells out. Giggly-squad.com. I love the color.
I mean, it's like basically sold out. I love the color.
I've been wearing a large all around the city with leggings and like cute sneakers and just snuggling around. And I'm obsessed with it.
I got a size medium in the sweatshirt. Highly, highly recommend sizing up.
Okay.
Because it's just like cozy.
Yes.
It's so cozy. And I got a medium in the sweatpants because I was like, this is that sweatsuit that, okay, you know, you have like that sweatshirt and like that comfy outfit in your closet. And like every couple of months you go through one where it's like the one that you put on every single time you get home. Yeah. And it's like the one you put on where you're like, I'm having like a lazy night.
Because it's like broken into, you know?
Yeah, it's broken in. I was like, I know that this is going to be my new sweatsuit that I'm like breaking in and I love. I have not taken it off. Like, I just put it in the hamper.
I honestly wear it until my period destroys it, if we're being honest. Eventually, my period will ruin everything, and I enjoy it until she decides we're done.
No, that I get that.
Okay, it's time. Because I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to eat. My adrenaline is still pumping. I don't understand how anyone's getting work done today. Like, I need a full, like, I need to go to my therapist to, like, break this down.
No, I wanted to ask, like, I wanted to ask everyone I interacted with today, like, what they thought about it, but I didn't want to be weird. Like, I was literally standing in my lobby, like, waiting for my doorman because I had to ask him something, and I was so close to just being like, so what do you guys
what
think?
Do we think? Look, and it's so funny how you could say, what do we think, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about, because that is how much the world changed last night, and... Yeah. You know me, I do not voluntarily talk to strangers. Like, I don't voluntarily try to bring up conversation to strangers. I went to the dentist, walked in, looked the secretary in the eye, and I go, where do we go from here?
Like, where do we...
Paige, I actually haven't watched award shows recently, but my mom and I got back from Boston. She was sleeping over, and she goes, how fun if we have a little girls' night.
Yeah.
And we watched the Oscars together.
Oh, so you watched it literally live.
I watched the entire thing. And that's why when it happened, I started blowing your phone up.
Yeah, you were my first text message. You were like, you need to see this.
I was shaking and I looked at my mom. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm not sleeping tonight, bitch. We're going to talk about this for the next 6 months.
Wait, can we just shout out Australia real fucking quick? Who doesn't censor their live television?
And Japan.
I was like, yes. I was like, pop off. Like, they why need to would win we an censor
Oscar.
That?
They need to win an Oscar. Yeah.
I was like, hello, ABC? Why would you censor this? This is the realest reality TV show I've ever fucking watched.
So I, of course, had to make a TikTok real quick with the uncensored version because I needed people to know before they started making assumptions. Because what happened when you were... Okay. What happened when you're watching live is Chris Rock comes on stage. And I love Chris Rock. I think he's an icon forever and ever. And he basically kind of acts like a host and starts shitting on a bunch of the couples in the front. And he was making actually a very funny joke about how like Penelope Cruz and her husband are both nominated, but he can't win because if he wins and she doesn't, he can't enjoy it. Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
And then he turns to Will and Jada. And to be honest, the joke was not a well-written joke. It wasn't really funny. He basically just goes, Jada, I love you. Can we just see you in G.I. Jane 2?
Yeah.
And it cuts to Will.
Not knowing. Yeah. And it cuts to Will.
Loving it. And some people be like, oh, like he was an angry laugh. No, he was just laughing. And then I arguably am like, he didn't compare her to like Humpty Dumpty. Like he compared her to like a sexy Demi Moore.
I mean, Demi Moore. Yeah. I would love to get Demi Moore's take on this. Because
I'm wellness check on Demi Moore.
Imagine being compared to Demi Moore and then this breaks out. Demi Moore's like, excuse me, I looked amazing in that movie.
Yeah, imagine someone comparing themselves to me and then their husband has to defend his wife against that accusation like that. Demi Moore needs to see someone in court. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, Demi Moore is sending out a lot of summons and like seeing people in court.
A giggler DM'd me and things really come full circle. They said, Will Smith cannot be managed. And if that's what we learned from the night, Will Smith cannot be managed. Basically, it cuts to her face. And I think the audience sees the close-ups. And she basically did like a big eye roll. Like she, you know how you look at the celeb and normally they kind of laugh and everyone's like, we're allowed to laugh. She did an eye roll. Yeah. So the audience was like, and then cuts to Chris Rock and he's like, that was a nice one. It's okay.
Yeah.
But then you see Chris Rock freeze and it cuts out and you see Will Smith walking on stage. But Will Smith is like a theatrical dude. You're like, what's he going to do? And he slaps this man, but also with such technique that it looked practice.
No, that's the thing. I was like, how do you know how to slap someone with such precision?
I didn't know even bitch slapping could have such technique to it.
Even the way Chris Rock took it was so graceful.
True. Like, you know, most fights when you see an actual fight, everyone just kind of falls on the floor and it's not masculine
like,
or cool.
I think Chris Rock was so shocked. He didn't even have time to like flinch. Like, is this guy going to hit me? Like,
Chris
he didn't
like, had his hands behind his back.
Yeah. He was like, what's going on?
And he smacks him. And there was a moment where Chris was like, do I fight this guy? But then Will Smith immediately turned away. But everyone still was like, this is fake.
This is what I really need. I need the leaked audio from the producer's walkie-talkies. From when that was happening, I need to see what the fuck was going on in the control room that the director... I mean, he had to have been freaking out.
Well, there's like a 1 or 2 or 3 second lag and they decided to keep the smack because they didn't even know what was real.
Right.
But then what happens is you see him get hit. He kind of looks at the camera and then it freezes because Will Smith is going off. Will Smith is like, keep my wife's name out of your mouth, out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And then Chris Rock goes, wow, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. And then for a second, you could tell that he wants to go in on him. Like, he's like, I could. And in that moment, I feel like he was about to stand-up comic, like, unleash on this man. Because I feel like there's a lot of skeletons in Will Smith's closet.
Yeah. Okay. And there's one thing I think we've all learned from this situation. Denzel Washington is, in fact, everyone's dad. Like, I see Denzel Washington on the TV screen, and I sit up straight. I'm like, Denzel's in the room. You will pay respects.
Denzel was like, no.
And I guess during the commercial break, he went over to Will and, like, really fucking schooled him. Now, here is my opinion on the whole situation. Chris Rock made a very lighthearted joke. Chris Rock did not know that Jada Pinkett Smith was suffering from alopecia. So that's a whole separate
situation. Also, the joke was run through like tons of writers and approved by the Academy. Do you think they could have done a better job at a funnier joke?
I also think like you can't touch people. Like, can you defend your wife? Absolutely. You could have yelled from your seat. You can't touch humans.
But I do have to say the whole like, we love a man defending his wife. Jada is a badass bitch. I'm not going to compare it to G.I. Jane, but she is a badass bitch. She does not need Will Smith to make it about him and bitch slap a guy on TV. I felt like that girl in the bar whose boyfriend is like mad about something else and like is taking it out on some dude and like punches him in the face. And you're like, I'm so over you right now. Like, I'm done.
Yes.
You're embarrassing me. Your toxic masculinity is embarrassing me. Second of all, Chris Rock is one of the greatest comics of our time. The fact that Chris Rock was speechless, because you have to see that after it. You know when you just found out, like, let's say like you just found out someone cheated on you or something and you're speaking, but you don't know the words coming out of your brain.
Yes.
He literally was like, movie, document, people, here's the clip.
I haven't been in pure shock like many times in my life. And I can't remember the last time I was in like pure shock where I couldn't speak. But he had everyone in the world watching him. Not just that people in the room. I mean, people that weren't even watching the Oscars, then tuned in because everyone saw it on Twitter and Hannah texted literally everyone in America.
Andy retweeted me because I was like, is this a Bravo Housewives reunion? Because then I was immediately thinking about Monique and Candace from Potomac because it started to get like that in Twitter where it was like violence is never the answer, and then people were like, that man deserved to get hit, and I was like, oh my god, we need Andy Cohen up in this bitch.
Andy should have tweeted and been like, taking your questions for Will and Chris Rock now, reunions filming Thursday.
So the craziest thing is how good at acting these people are that everyone then goes on like nothing happened.
I was like, this is a reality show because that was wild and no one's talking about it. You can't just act like nothing happened.
And also, I don't know which architect decided, let's for the first time not have an actual stage that you have like steps to walk up, and let's just put it right there. Was like, either it was a genius move or the worst decision, because then everyone is accepting their speeches just staring at Will Smith because he's right in front of the mic.
Wait, what about how then Will won?
So then this is why I was hyperventilating. Will Smith wins and we're all like, what is this man going to say? And he starts off kind of like he's going to apologize. And I didn't hate the direction where it was going, where it's like, you know what? As celebrities, we deal with so much hate and we deal with so much scrutiny.
Yep.
But then it kind of stopped making sense to me. And he probably had like a great speech for King Richard. And he kind of was like, do it for love. And then everyone
after he said a love vessel, he lost me. I was like, this is going in a good direction. Then I was like, what's
when
happening?
When he said he was a vessel for love, Twitter blew up because they were like, Will Smith, I'm a vessel for love. Will Smith 2 minutes earlier slapping the shit out of Chris Rock. The tweets were hysterical.
Wait, how deep was when he quoted Denzel Washington and was like, when you're at your peak, that's when the devil comes for you.
I love that.
I felt it in my soul. I was like, now, is that really Denzel or are we having another mix up? Is that Ralph Waldo Emerson?
Was it
like,
Tinks? Did Tinks say that?
Yeah, was. I was like, I don't know.
So here are some of my favorite tweets. One was, men will literally win an Oscar for best actor before going to therapy. And then someone wrote, it'd be weird if Will Smith forgot to thank his wife, which like I kind of think he did. One of my friends said, it's moments like this when you realize punching someone is only cool in movies. I've never. And then this woman goes, Will Smith gonna be on Red Table Talk?
Wait, I need that. I need to know, have you ever gotten into like an actual physical fight?
I have never been in a physical altercation. I do have to say, with all my drama I've had on reality TV, I just want to make it known, not to brag, I've never gotten physical with anyone. I've never lost my cool. I will just cry and say stupid shit.
You'll just cry. Yeah, you're a crier.
On the tennis court, I broke rackets, but that was just cool
That's
to do.
That's between you and the racket.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a physical fight? Like, have you ever poked someone's eyes out with your long fingers?
I've never gotten into a physical altercation with someone else, but one time in college, a girl did push me down the stairs at like a townhouse party. I mean, straight up just shoved me down the stairs, and I landed at the bottom of the stairs, and I did what any normal person does, and I cried, and I called my mom, and I ran out of that party.
I feel like I want to get in a physical altercation with someone. Like, I want to, but it always feels like unnecessary. I've never been in a situation where I was like, I need to punch someone.
I feel like it's because, like, we're now, like, we're 30. I'm just putting myself in 30.
Like, do you know the ice I would have to put on my back, my knuckle?
Yeah, like, do you know the point now where it's, like, we've never done it before, so we'd have to learn? So, like, our natural instinct when we're fighting with someone isn't to just, like, throw a right hook. Like, mm-hmm. We'd have to really practice.
Yeah, we'd have to start taking self-defense classes, and that's at least 6 months. Then some comics were getting upset because some comics were like, is this normalizing? Like, you can just go on stage and punch a comic when you don't like what they said. Like, is some drunk guy at a comedy club going to like think it's okay to do that? And I'm speaking just from the stand up comedy perspective.
Yeah.
And from people who were like, he was mean to her. Look, this isn't a troll on Twitter coming for Will Smith. This isn't
right.
Oscar like. Roast.
We're
at the Oscars. And people are like, oh, there's a history. The only history there is, because I thought this was a valid point until I looked, it's like, yeah, Chris Rock in 2016 hosted the Oscars and made some jokes at Will and Jada because they're fucking A-list celebrities that were there. He also made fun of everyone else.
I thought that when it happened.
Fucked Jada.
I was like, there's no way he's just mad at this one thing. To get that mad about something and then to actually physically hit someone with your hand, you have had beef. You have beef and it's not resolved. And I need a documentary on that beef.
I just want to say I love Will Smith, but I have to give kudos to Chris Rock for how he handled
it.
Not being physical back, making sure that for these people who are nominated for dope documentaries got their fucking moment as well as he could, because he could have gone off and that could have gotten real ugly.
The Oscars, people are sleeping on the Oscars because the last time everyone was like all in the same room, they announced the wrong movie.
Yes, the Oscars is chaotic.
I mean, it's supposed to be like the most glamorous night, the most fancy night. The Oscars is Jersey Shore. It's getting wild.
I'm sad for Will Smith, though, because I do feel like he's been dealing with all this relationship bullshit. And I'm sad that it's crept into like his emotional well-being and that he got to such a point.
I mean, that's why, dude, not to like say this is the reason, but it actually has no correlation whatsoever. But like, he is in an open marriage. And I just really think, maybe it does work for some people, but I feel like that has to bring up like other emotions that like just sit with you and then manifest in other ways. Like, you know, when you're mad about something and you just naturally take it out on your mom because like that's the easiest person to take out, but it has nothing to do with your mom.
It was misprojected anger. And Twitter was like, so should we just say right now that open relationships don't work? And someone, Chris Stefano, the comic, was like, look, I'm one to talk. He said in his accent, he's like, I'm one to talk, but their relationship is toxic as fuck. And then someone tweeted Will's out here defending his wife who he's about to go home with and sleep in separate beds. It's a lot. I think Will Smith is dealing with a lot of public scrutiny on his relationship. And there's all types of conspiracy theories on their relationship that I don't even feel like I want to allegedly get into.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole thing.
That was the most insane live TV moment I've ever seen in my life. When my comic friends goes, I'm going to go ahead and cancel my roast battle with Jada Pinkett Smith.
I mean, okay, also, let's not forget, Will Smith is fucking huge. I mean, his the palm of his hand, I mean, has to be, it took up his whole, like, Chris Rock's whole face. Like, it has to be massive.
Also, he took the time to walk all the way to him and all the way back. And
yeah,
I mean, that deserved an Oscar, because I probably would have, like, gone up there and choked. I would have missed his face. I would have slipped on a banana peel, come out of nowhere. I don't know. I think
Nicole Kidman was, like, the best part of that.
That, like, her face moved for the first time in 20 years. Yeah.
Do you not like Nicole Kidman?
I love Nicole Kidman.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Wait, can we talk about fucking BuzzFeed videos? And how they totally...
Do we want to start a fight with BuzzFeed?
I mean, I don't want to start a fight with them, but they literally made a video in there.
You go, you know who needs to be bitch slapped?
Oh, literally. Because they made a video in there. Like, people are talking about actors that play themselves in movies, no matter what their character is. And I was like, people aren't talking about that. The fucking Giggly Squad is talking about that.
I got so many messages from gigglers being like, BuzzFeed ripped you off. Do you know what? This is what I think. I think BuzzFeed has some fucking interns who can't think of any new ideas, and they love Giggly Squad. And power, we gave that to you this time. But if you write another fucking article based on our highly produced premium content, you're going to get bitch slapped. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'll literally call Will Smith and then you'll have a problem.
But then Jada, no, not Jada, his son tweeted, like, that's how we
Jaden.
Do it.
Jaden. Yeah,
and I was like, Jaden.
And then people were saying that he, like, was supposed to open for Justin Bieber, like, the night before in Montreal, and he just canceled. So people aren't, like, happy with the Smith family currently.
People are not happy about that. I think he could have, if he really cared about the alopecia, he could have taken that moment to either be like, not cool, bro, or, like, walk up stage, give him a hug, and be like, I appreciate you trying to be funny, but alopecia is real, and my wife is really suffering, and I just want to raise awareness for alopecia. Like, how classy would that have been?
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on, like, a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just, like, loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but, like, rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need, like, the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also, like, you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Yeah. You know who's really happy right now?
Who?
Kanye West.
Do I say justice for Kanye?
Kanye somewhere being like, you know what? I needed someone to do something insane like this.
Well, Kanye was like co-parenting with Kim at a soccer game recently. Kanye's like turned a new leaf. Kanye's like tweeting. He's like, yo, if you want my therapist, I could hook you up, bro.
Oh my dude. God. Wait, okay, so since you watched the entire Oscars, who do you think is your best dressed?
Okay, Lily James was,
she looked amazing,
stunning in pink.
Stunning.
And I actually thought Mila Kunis also was stunning in pink.
Yeah.
Do you remember her look?
And yeah, then she had like a silk dress on. See, I think Mila Kunis looked good, but I feel like that's like I've seen someone wear that to a wedding type true. Vibe.
The winner for me was Timothée Chalamet.
Wow, you were into like the no shirt.
Cause I think it was like sexy for a man. Like he didn't show nips. It was like menswear used to be so boring.
I get that, but it was too like Broadway like costumey for
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, it was a little rock star costumey. Oh, okay, I have my winner.
Okay.
Just me saying a different person every 2 seconds. Yeah. The boy from Power of the Dog, he was wearing this like
was he wearing a blue suit?
Like a blue suit. I loved it.
Okay, my winner for women was Zendaya.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking good.
I just thought she looked amazing. People were not loving Zoe Kravitz's pink dress. I thought it was spectacular.
I don't think they showed her enough on the broadcast I watched. I was watching E!
Yeah.
And they didn't show Zoe enough.
She looked stunning. She looked like Audrey Hepburn. She looked like old Hollywood glamour, but like feminine and sweet and pretty. I think my worst dress was Kristen Stewart.
So I just watched something on TikTok about Kristen Stewart. She's basically like in this Chanel deal since 2013. And someone basically was like, they think she could be murdering the red carpet, but Chanel is like holding her back in their silhouettes.
Okay, how dare they? Who wrote that article?
It was like a TikTok.
I'm done with that person. Because Kristen Stewart isn't the first person that Chanel has like had as their whatever.
Yeah, it's not like a bad brand.
I mean, it's fucking Chanel.
Yeah.
So I feel like Chanel probably gave her outfit ideas and she said no to all of them because there's no way that Chanel would put her in shorts on the Oscar red carpet. I'm sorry.
Someone said
but
she
they
looked
just,
like a Zoom meeting. Like yeah, when you don't wear pants.
Yeah. And then she had like she could have done if she wanted to stay more like masculine, like outfit wise, she could have done a killer fucking like tuxedo that Chanel could have. Like, I'm angry about that whole situation.
But it takes so many people to make these decisions just for and all they're working for is for us to look at it in that millisecond and be like, I like that or I don't.
But come on, Kristen Stewart was wearing shorts.
I know.
That was a conscious decision. That was a choice that she made.
Yeah, it was a choice.
It's just not it's that okay, if she wanted to wear that to the Grammys, fine, go off, do your thing. But the Oscars has such a like heavier dress code, I feel like.
What'd you think of Kourtney Kardashian's like classic black look? I was bored.
I'm bored.
You can't even remember it. You can't even remember it.
I just feel like they've been so in the media that it's just like, I get it. Now you're like a rock star, which here's the thing. I'm not one to speak because I do travel to Charleston and bring all my neutrals. But like, I just get annoyed when people change their entire style when it's like they're dating a different guy. I just don't like it.
It's true. I don't know. I just thought that she could have had more of a moment because she's the first Kardashian ever to go to the Oscars. And I kind of wanted her to show her sisters up.
Is she the first Kardashian to ever be invited to the Oscars?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And I guess because he was playing drums for the We Don't Talk About Bruno, no, no.
Oh, he was.
And then I was like, did Chris Rock talk about Bruno? That's what happened. That's what happens when you talk about Bruno, bitch.
Watch that Disney movie on the airplane. It was very cute. I haven't watched it.
I want to finish House of Gucci on the plane tonight. I'm going to Ireland. Do you think Lady Gaga was snubbed or it just wasn't a good movie? Because you can't just put a bunch of famous people in a movie and then act like you got snubbed if like everyone made fun of it.
That's so true.
Like you can't just put tons of money into it and then be like, why didn't you give me an Oscar?
Do I think it was like Oscar award winning acting? No, but I didn't think that A Star is Born was either. I know. I am like in the very minority of like not loving A Star is Born.
I think A Star is Born though like shook our culture. Like the song Shallow was played for like 2 years straight.
No, I know. I'm just like, I was like, okay, I don't really. But I'm not like a crier during movies and I'm not like.
Yeah, you're dead inside. We know. Also, I would love to know. Two things about the Will Smith Chris Rock event.
Yeah.
What did Jada actually say or what look did she actually give that made Will Smith go from cackling to beat his ass?
Yeah.
Then two, what Bradley Cooper said to him for so long. Like Bradley Cooper was like talking.
Wait, I missed that.
Denzel, one other person, and Bradley Cooper talked to him over the break plus his PR person. Oh my God, his PR person must have just been like chain smoking cigarettes. Like, oh my God, I can't afford this. I can't afford this.
His PR team, they're having a hell of a day today. They were like, come on, it's a fucking Monday. And they're having a time. They are. I feel bad for them.
I kind of like that Chris Rock has been quiet and isn't trying to.
I do too.
Like,
so
it's
chic.
So classy.
It's so chic when you stay quiet.
There is something that's hot about like, a comic who just doesn't want to be in the limelight. I don't know. Is it aspirational? Maybe.
Here's the thing. Like, we love famous people so much, but when we see them too much, we're like, ew, you're so annoying. But then it's literally like a girl dating a fuckboy. Mm-hmm. Like, you want what you can't have. And then when you don't see them, you're like so intrigued by them. And it's because you make up stories in your own head.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get oversaturated in the media, apparently, even though that's all Kim Kardashian does. But also, Kim Kardashian and
she's
Julia
an
Fox
anomaly.
Were at the same Vanity Fair party yesterday.
Wow. I bet some tea was had. They definitely talked.
Do you think we're going to go to the Vanity Fair party next year?
I think one day we'll go to the Vanity Fair party. We'll probably be like incognito as waiters, but we'll be there. Remy Bader went to the Oscars and she looked fucking stunning.
Amazing.
She wore a Michael Costello dress. I thought it was so chic, so on trend. She looked stunning in it. Her hair and makeup matched it perfectly. Like, I just think she did a really, for not being like an A-list celebrity, I'm sure going to the Oscars, even though Remy is invited and she's important, like, that must have been so fucking terrifying. And to knock out of the park your look must be so satisfying.
Yeah, I remember it coming on my feed and I was just like, oh my God, bitch has arrived.
Yeah, she looked great. I will say I miss Joan Rivers though. Like,
oh, I know.
I feel like the red carpet is like missing something.
You?
I feel like that. But there has to be a way that like, they can't, like, okay, Joan.
I know.
Talked to the celebrities and they all loved her, but she, like, would make fun of their outfits.
Yeah.
You, like, and they took it in stride.
Right now, it's kind of like a lot of dick sucking right now. I do think
it's a lot of dick sucking.
Who was the E reporter who was interviewing everyone?
Laverne Cox.
Laverne Cox was great, I think. Like, she was really, like, not awkward and very happy, but you're right. It's missing the edge, but also the edge has been taken away. Like, you're not allowed to do, like, hot or not lists.
See, I felt that Laverne was almost, like, nervous. I felt like...
She was too excited to speak to everyone.
Yeah, like, I felt like she was a celebrity doing that job when, like, doing that job, you actually have to be, like, a host. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there are other hosts on E! That are better, but
But, like, I thought she was good. I just thought she, like, I got nervous when she would ask questions because I felt like she was, like, fumbling.
Valid point, valid point. Yeah, I want someone who is not scared of losing their job in a way.
Yeah,
like their job is just to get the tea. Either they're very funny or they're just a little off where you're like, what are they going to ask? What are they going to ask? I want those clips.
She was being too nice.
Yeah, she was almost feeding them answers, too. Like, are you having the most amazing time here at your first Oscars? And they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I want someone to be like, this is hellfire.
I want to set, like, someone up. Be like, who do we hate the most here? You know?
Yeah. Like, whose dress are you the most excited
who's
to see?
Who's the most blackout,
like, usually
right now,
they don't bring it.
Like, who just did yeah, a line like of cocaine in the bathroom right now?
What I need. That's
maybe
what I need.
Maybe we should try to break into Oscars and get those kind of interviews from people.
Yeah. Like, I want to know, what is your first thought when you, like, are walking out of the Oscars? Like, are you starving? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go party? Mm-hmm. Like, who are you looking for when you get to the Vanity Fair party? Because that's who's going to, like, set your night, like, good.
There is something gross, though, about the hierarchy where, like, obviously the people who are nominated for the biggest awards are, like, on the couches in the front and have access to beat the shit out of the presenters if they feel like it. And then there's, like, the seat fillers and, like, the people in the back.
Amy Schumer was funny with the seat fillers.
Oh my god, I forgot to bring up, I think Amy Schumer stole the show, but I don't know if I'm biased.
No, I think she did very well. I think it's extremely hard, even as, like, a very accomplished comedian, to host the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I think she did great.
When she got on stage after all that happened, she was like, oh, I was changing out of my Spider-Man costume. Did I miss something? Like, that
when she came out, she was
crowd.
Like, she was like, the energy is different in here. What's going on? Like, that was great.
Must have been like, I'm as an empath. I feel like the energy was off after someone got bitch slapped. I would have been.
We needed Megan Fox there. We needed Megan Fox to be like, guys, we're going to
manifest Fox
something
throwing crystals
different
at people. Also, Paige, you know me, like, I can't not say what I'm feeling. If I won an Oscar after that. You know how those people were going up and they were like, thank you so much. I would have literally just been like, you guys, Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock. What are we doing? No, I'm not over it. I'm not sleeping tonight either. I'm going to Ireland, asking everyone in Ireland how they feel about it. I'm freaking. Yeah. Are you not freaking out as much as I am? Why am I freaking out?
Yeah, it's because they are comedians and it was just like a very shocking thing to be up on stage doing your job.
Because guys, let's be honest, this wasn't a Dave Chappelle moment. He wasn't coming for like the trans community. He made a G.I. Jane
right,
joke.
Like,
and.
Right.
Feelings are valid. Like, I know there are certain jokes that I really don't find funny. And I am like, ooh, I don't like when people do. But I don't hit someone from it.
What kind of jokes make you queasy? I would love to know that. Because I feel like you have such where you're like, whatever. Like, any pedophile joke makes me really queasy sometimes.
I have two jokes I don't find funny. I don't find 9/11 jokes very funny. And I don't love rape jokes I don't find funny.
I don't find those funny either.
Like, and I've seen all types, and it's my own personal experiences that have made it, like, not be able to be funny for me.
I get that. Everyone has, like, a barometer.
Yeah, like, some people really think 9/11 jokes are fun. I think it's too soon to even make, like, a 9/11 movie. Like, when Tom Hanks came out with the movie, I was like, nope, too soon. But that's my own sensitivities.
Yeah. Right, because you were a little girl in New York City.
I lived through it. I, like, anyway, I'm not trying to make everyone cry on this podcast.
Yeah, Jesus, that really turned.
Jesus.
It's too much.
It's too much. So.
Wait, what else? I mean, what a whirlwind. I just like, I feel like I haven't had a second. I'm not even watching anything. I'm literally, there's nothing worse than being up to date with your shows. Like, I'm up to date. I started A Life of Beth.
What do you think?
Like, I think it's okay. Like, okay, I want to know what happens. I think Michael Cera is fucking amazing.
I haven't gotten to the Michael Cera part.
Oh, so what have you watched? The first episode?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, how do you like it?
Well, then I'm not going to give you my deep dive opinion until you watch it. But, it's like, okay. It's okay.
Did you see Nikki Glaser? Has a reality TV show coming out on E?
No.
Oh, because you didn't watch the Oscars. Okay, so she has the funniest ads. She goes, the first time someone said I was going to be on E was in college and I don't remember it or something. And then she goes, the second time someone said I was going to be on E, you were like, did the streaming services say no? And then she goes, the third time someone said I'm going to be on E, I was like, why not Bravo? Because Nikki is a Summer House stan. Like, wow. Nikki used to text me through the episodes. She loved reality TV. And she was like, Hannah, I want to do it. And I was like, Nikki, don't do it. You're too talented. Don't do it. And she was like, she started doing F-Boy Islands. And I was like, that's perfect. But she was like, yeah, no, this isn't enough. The concept is she moves back to Kansas City with her parents. And she like kind of rekindles old love. And I think it's called Home Sweet Home with Nikki Glaser. Andrew Collin is on it. So everyone watch.
I can't wait to watch
I'm so
that.
Excited and proud of her. Because with her, I was like, Nikki, you have a bazillion things going on in your life. Touring, specials, hosting, roasting, whatever you're up to. But she wanted to do reality TV. And I think it looks really good.
Reality TV is reality TV is something, let me tell you.
I tweeted, I go, that was the most dramatic shit I've ever seen, and I did drunk blackout reality TV where you get paid to fight for 3 years, and that says a
it's
lot.
Just insane in the membrane. Anywho, and the other show that I'm watching is Dropout, and I'm up to date on that, and I'm up to date on Jersey Housewives. Like, I'm just over here wasting away.
Isn't Amanda Seyfried so good?
She's so fucking good.
Oh, can
She's
we talk so about good. Pete's tattoo? Kim is my lawyer. I mean, Kim is my lawyer. My girlfriend is a lawyer.
My girl is a lawyer, yeah. I forget because we did a live show, so it's like we talked about. I'm like, wait, they already heard
I think
all
we need
this,
to tell the rest of the gigglers what we think. Do you? Can I tell them about your tattoo?
Yeah, tell them about my
Paige
tattoo.
Just got one that says my boy is kind of a lawyer too, so
my boyfriend might be a sewing lawyer,
allegedly
a lawyer. And here's how I feel about the tattoo. I feel like there's people in the world that like really think about their tattoos and like everything has like significant meaning, and they're like, this is like my dream's work. I've sketched this for 2 years, and like they feel very connected to it. Yeah. And then there's people that are like, I don't give a fuck. Put it on my body. And then there's people that are like, I'm too scared to ever get a tattoo. Wait, I'm in that category.
Yeah, same. Wasn't Pete removing all his tattoos?
And he got it like right on like his
very
upper,
visible.
Yeah, very visible. I did like the font though.
I did like the font. It looked like a 6 year old. Yeah. I do think that he has so many tattoos that it's true. Like you don't even, it's like when you're staying up late and you're like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Who even knows at this point? It's late. The man has a lot of tattoos. But let's remember, he got a tattoo of Ariana Grande's like bunny thing on his neck. You know, this is his thing.
This is his love language. A huge gesture.
Yeah. But they're honestly, they're lasting longer than I thought. And it's starting to worry me where I'm like.
It's always the ones you wouldn't suspect, I feel like.
Yeah, but I feel like if you could get through those initial months with all that shit, it's like.
Yeah.
The question is I don't know if he's going to want to film on the reality show.
Right. I genuinely feel like if you in the first couple months of your relationship are thrown some shit, it only makes you stronger. Like, look at you and Des, you're married.
Trauma bond.
Trauma bond. As one of the most hated Bravo couples, I will say, like, when it first started happening that people just fucking despised Craig and I was like, oh, my God, this is wild. Because am I crazy that I'm so happy in my relationship? And then I was like, wait, I kind of love this.
But it's also like people loved you guys. So obviously that's boring. They needed to then be like, do you love them? It's like, did Hannah find the love of her life, or is he the worst? Like, like honestly, Paige, it could have been so nice, like when Des visited and just been like, wow, Hannah found this incredible guy. But instead it's like, does he just ignore everyone all the time, even though he hung out with everyone the whole time, but they didn't show it?
So anyway. I got it. But like, I honestly,
you feel like it's been a positive experience overall.
It's been a positive experience overall because I'm just like, wow, I'm so in love with my boyfriend. And like, I don't even give a shit if people don't like us because I love him.
It's so lonely when people are just hating you. But when people hate you as a couple, you literally like, have someone to go through it with.
I'm like, Craig, have you not seen how fat we're getting? And he's like, no, Paige. Yeah, I'm like, well, we are.
Okay, the fact that people are fat shaming you as a relationship is fucked up, A, but B, it means you're in love because couples who don't, like, yeah. That's called love weight. That's called you're fucking in love. You're eating.
I wouldn't return my ass for anything. Like, I don't leave my apartment. Like, Craig came here for a couple of days, and typically Craig is the one that's like, let's go to dinner. Let's see these people. Let's go out. Like, let's make our rounds with, like, his friends in New York of, like, who we need to see couple-wise and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time in a while that he was like, I am not leaving this couch. And I was like, I've never been more in love with you than in this fucking moment. Yeah. Like, knowing that I'm not leaving for the next 48 hours is the best thing to ever hear.
But also, when you're so exposed all the time, sometimes you just don't feel like putting yourself out there actually, and it feels really good to be under the covers and just like, I'm gonna sit here and exist. But I'm glad that you two are being very like communicative and it's weird having people. How weird is it? Because Perry was always out of the picture. How weird is it for people to literally...
Well, and it was like the things when I dated Perry, like it was me taking it all on myself.
Yeah.
Like he didn't really understand that like if people hate you online, like he didn't understand that mentality. Mm-hmm. And so to have Craig like understand what's happening, it is a very different...
Oh my God.
Emotional response.
You nailed it. It's that you're both in it together and you both understand each other. So when you feel down, like an accountant could never understand the kind of
never. And Craig is very like, if I say something, he is immediately giving me a solution. And like a couple months ago when we first, like people were really like attacking me, I was like, look, I love that you're trying to give me a solution, but I need to just vent and be sad. And now he'll be like, fuck that person, and like, who gives a shit? Like, now he like lets me live in that, and then the next day he's like, okay, don't read anything, and like, don't stuff.
Well,
like,
yeah,
that.
You have to feel to get over it. You can't and it's hard because it is obviously healthy to just ignore it all, but sometimes when there's a car crash, you just want to see it. Yeah. I just want to know how bad the crash is.
You definitely have to feel emotions to get over them, because I used to be someone that would just be like, oh, didn't happen, and like ignore it. But it's still in you. You're just ignoring it. So you have to deal with it at some point. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium.
If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Wait, I just did outfits for your bachelorette party.
Okay, so we have our outfit choices. Can I tell the gigglers? Because I feel like they've been part of the planning process anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, first night we're doing feathers, like a feather look. Do you have it yet?
Yep.
What color are you doing?
Baby blue.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Thank you. I'm doing baby blue.
Then we're doing space cowgirl, which can be interpreted in many different ways.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time with the space cowgirl look.
I think it's honestly just getting a cowgirl hat and then wearing some like some shiny shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
I'm
the
figuring
last
it
one,
out. I'm processing.
Yes, and the last one is Euphoria, which we had to do.
We had to.
And I'm just really excited to see.
We have good themes, and like we have a funny group of girls. And I'm gonna book us hair and makeup for every single night because like I need
for
to
me
like,
and
nap.
You.
Yeah.
Is that my gift?
Yeah, that's your gift.
Paige's gifts are always like, don't fucking embarrass me. Okay. No.
My gifts are also like, and I'm gonna do it too.
I know. You're like couples massage.
Like, and also I'm gonna have fun with you for this gift.
Yeah, my friend just told me she got her boyfriend an espresso machine because she was like, because I need coffee in the morning, and I'm like, yeah. That's genius.
No, that's genius.
I'm excited for Miami. The wedding is in under 2 months.
Wow.
So I'm going to Ireland tonight to like meet Des again, remember who he is. I haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
Wait, Hannah, that's crazy.
I hope he hasn't changed. Drama.
Are you excited to meet like his family over there, like his wife and his kids and their two dogs?
I told him like the less I know the better, because I feel like it'll start affecting us. Like I'm supportive of them, but I just don't like, I feel like if I meet the dog, I'll get attached, you know? I'm praying she's not blonde. Imagine he's like four families. I do think there's something fun about we were spent every single day together for so long during quarantine.
Yeah.
So right before the wedding to like have some time apart is really funny because it's like,
I think
do
it's
I
great.
Miss him?
Yeah.
I feel like I everyone should like do it. Like do like a month apart. Like fuck the night before. Don't see him. Do a month apart. See if you need each other.
Because it gives you those butterflies, I feel like. Yeah,
yeah, like,
fun.
I think he actually misses me, which is, like, fun because I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. I feel bad. I'm, like, me and Craig feel not bad with each other, but, like,
it makes people uncomfortable when we're like, we love long distance. I love missing Craig and being like, I am going to squeeze your fucking head off. Like, mm-hmm. It's fun. Like,
it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
That's why when people are like trying to move in, like, take your time. Take
your time. Yeah.
Or move in early to find out if you like can do it long term and you hate them. Like, make sure that you don't just like missing them. Make sure you long term
like them.
Like them.
Yeah, no, that would be a key. That would
is
be
a dopamine hit. Like, it is a high. Like, sex after not being with someone for a while.
Insane. Insane.
It's honestly like you're cheating on him. I'm like, who is this man?
I literally told him, oh, I'm going to tell the gigglers first. So I'm in the process of deciding, like, if I want to chop my hair or not.
This is huge.
And it's really big. And I think I'm being swayed into one decision. And I think that is I am going to chop it. But I told Craig the other night, I was like, I'm not going to tell you when I chop it. And I just want you to be like coming over and like you're literally having sex with a new, like, different girl. And we're into it.
And you're going to have an accent and your name's going to be Georgina.
I'm going to have an accent. I'm just going to be like, and I was warning him. I was like, I need you to know that, like, I am different with short hair. And he was like, everyone says once you get to 6 months, it just changes. Is this what you mean by that? And I'm like, I'm different. She's sassier. She's bitchier. She's different.
There is this was a wedding where instead of a second dress, she had a second look where she cut her hair during the wedding.
I saw that TikTok. I saw
that. Wasn't that a vibe?
Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
But I would never have the confidence in myself. Like, me fresh off a haircut is a nightmare. Like,
I think I would do that.
I hate myself. I'm like, I have to wear my hair in a bun for at least 3 weeks. They could cut 1 inch and I'm like, I can't do it. It's like the dentist for me cutting my hair. For you, a fresh cut. It's off the runway. You're fabulous.
I might do that for my second wedding dress. Also chop my hair.
I thought you were going to say for your second wedding. I'm like, what?
No.
How many weddings are you planning for yourself, bitch?
I want to have long hair during my ceremony, but I want to be like chic and cool for my reception. So
after
I
murder my first husband, I'm going to have a second husband. I'm going to have short hair. I think I also might do a second dress for the reception.
Were you not?
I wasn't going to.
Hannah, oh my God.
This is the problem. Des and I were like very into like garage wedding, right? But then since I've been away from him, I've gone off the deep end. I'm just like with my wedding planner, just like yes.
You're just like, we have swans and fireworks and doves and I don't know what's going on.
We have a full human sacrifice at 10 p.m. with fireworks. So there are dolphins.
Are there?
And I like haven't told Des some of it, so that's what our meeting will be about in Ireland. I'm gonna tell him what our wedding is, so that'll be a fun journey.
Wait,
for us.
I would love for you to do a second wedding dress. Hannah, you could also do something like so much more you, and it doesn't have to be like weddingy, like your dress, like you, and you don't have to change into it right in the beginning of the reception. You can
wait. You do it at the end when like people are really drunk, and then you're like
and you're like dancing. You could do a short dress. You could do a jumpsuit. You could do
You haven't gotten this excited in a long time. Wait, what does Craig think of your short hair? You know how guys are like really opinionated about that stuff randomly sometimes? Like, I don't like red lipstick. It's like, what the fuck do you know?
He's seen pictures of it and he likes it. He also met me with short hair. Oh, no.
Yes.
But we didn't like really hang out. So he doesn't like really know me with short hair. But he's like, I mean, you look hot in pictures that I've seen. Like, he's very like, I like do whatever you want. Like, I don't
know. Okay, we love a supportive king.
Yeah.
Do you like his hair the way it is? Or do you want him to grow it out or like make it short?
No, I love it the way it is. I don't like long hair on guys. I don't like super short hair either. I like that he can like push it back and gel it like Aaron Samuels.
This is a barbershop pod. Welcome to the shop. Thank you guys so much for giggling with us. Check out our ski collection online. We are going to have dates for New York City, for DC, for more places coming up slowly but surely. We're going to go to your city, bitches.
Yeah, we definitely are. We have this down to a fucking science now.
Yep. And we'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.